ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Mother Parvati curses Chitra Ketu. Text number 38. Is this 38 there?
Yes.
Gyane Jagne Twastur Dakshinau Dakshinau Danabim Yonim Asrita Britra Iti Abhivigyato Jnana Vijnana Samyuta Jagye Twastur Dakshinagno Danabim Yonim Asrita Britra Iti Avivikyato Jnana Vijnana Samyuta Jnane Twastur Dakshinagno Danabim Yonim Asrita Vritra Iti Avivikyato Jnana Vijnana Samyuta Jagye Twastur Dakshinagnau Danabim Yonim Asrita Vritra Iti Avivikyato Jnana Vijnana Samyuta Word for word meaning Jagnye was born. Twastu of the Brahmana known as Twasta. Dakshina Agno in the fire sacrifice known as Dakshinagni. Dhanavim demoniac. Yonim species of life. Asritaha taking shelter of. Vritaha Vritra Iti thus. Abhivikyataha celebrated. Jnana Vijnana Samyuta fully equipped with transcendental knowledge and practical application of that knowledge in life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Being cursed by Mother Durga, Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, that same Chitraketu accepted birth in a demoniac species of life. Although still fully equipped with transcendental knowledge and practical application of that knowledge in life, he appeared as a demon at the fire sacrifice performed by Twasta, and thus he became famous as Britasura. Everybody please repeat. Being cursed by Mother Durga, Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, that same Chitraketu accepted birth in a demoniac species of life. Although still fully equipped with transcendental knowledge and practical application of that knowledge in life, he appeared as a demon at the fire sacrifice performed by Tvasta. And thus, he became famous as Brit Asura. Purport. The word Yoni is generally understood to mean Jati, family, group, or species. Although Brit Asura appeared in a family of demons, it is clearly said that his knowledge of spiritual life still existed. Jnana Vijnana Samyutaha. His spiritual knowledge and practical application of that knowledge in life were not lost. Therefore, it is said that even if a devotee falls down for some reason, he is still not lost. Yatra kwa babadram abhut amushya kim ko varta apto vajatam sva dharmata. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 17. Once one is advanced in devotional service, his spiritual assets are never lost under any circumstances. Whatever spiritual advancement he has achieved continues. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Even if a bhakti yogi falls, he takes birth in a rich family or family of brahmanas, in which he again starts devotional activities from the point where he left off. Although Brit Asura was known as an asura or demon, he did not lose his consciousness of Krishna or devotional service. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text 38. Mother Parvati curses Chitraketu. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurung Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakambitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanesvare Vishabano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jagnye Twastur Dakshinagno, Danabim Yonim Asrita, Batra Iti Abibikyato, Jnana Vijnana Samyuta. So King Chitraketu is a devotee of Lord Narayan. And somehow he was cursed by Mother Durga, Bhavani, Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva. And as a devotee, the curse that was given to him was accepted. He did not consider the curse as painful or will be the cause of his suffering. The devotee, whatever comes to him, whether either it is pain or joy, honor or dishonor, fame or infamy, happiness or distress, is the same. That is a devotee. For the materialist, they weigh one thing from the other. For the devotee, happiness, he's happy. If he is in distress, he's also happy. He considers everything that happens to him to be a gift of God. If there's anything that will happen to him, he doesn't blame anybody. Unlike the materialist, if something happens to him nice, he takes all the credits. If something happens to be very, very painful or full of sufferings, he'll point fingers to everyone except to himself. Actually, three fingers to himself is there. So, this curse by Parvati or Bhavani or Durga actually is a blessing. Anything that happens to a devotee is meant for one's purification, including one's suffering. This will be an impetus for the devotee to increase one's love, faith, and gratitude towards the Supreme Lord. Because a devotee, when he surrenders unto Krishna, then the sufferings actually becomes less. We still have to receive due course of time our reactions from the past. Prabhupada gave an example, just like if you're cutting sabji and you cut yourself a little bit, if you're not practicing devotee, a sadhaka, you probably have cut your whole arm. So he was thankful. Oh, thank you, Krishna. I only cut a little bit of my finger. So King Chitraketu, when he was cursed by Mother Parvati, then actually he became sorry. Actually, he did not commit any offense. As a devotee, when he saw Parvati sitting in the lap of Lord Shiva, who is topmost Vaishnava, he was just astonished. Lord Shiva, great Vaishnava, and he's talking to sannyasis, babajis, many, many sages. And there, Lord Shiva, Mother Parvati, and their son sitting on both the lap. And he's talking about renunciation, vairagya. How is this? So he started to laugh. This is out of astonishment. Not laughing because deriding Lord Shiva's position. It's not the same as Daksha. Daksha, who is the father also of Parvati, Sati. Daksha kind of put Lord Shiva in a very belittle him in an insignificant way. So that is an aparad. That is Vaishnava aparad. But for Chittaketu, no. It's not an aparad. It's more of an astonishment. And in the Bhagavatam, there are many, many cursing and counter-cursing is there. And some, no counter-cursing, just accepting the curse. When the four Kumaras went to see Lord Narayan, they were so much inquisitive to find out Lord Narayan. And when they were stopped from entering the main gate, there were seven gates leading to Vaikuntha, Jayan Vijay stopped them. Who are you? You're just young boys, not knowing who they are. They are like very, very ancient, oldest. But because of their austerities and celibacy, practicing celibacy for such a long time, they did not grow up. So they were considered as very young, young boys, not wearing anything. So they were stopped. Who are you? Why are you supposed to come here? Oh, what is your intention? So the four Kumaras thought, you're not supposed to be here. You're very impudent. How come you can stop us? You will stop us. So they cursed. They cursed Jayan Vijay. And to prevent the more of the altercation between the two devotees, the four Kumaras on the other side and Jayan Vijay on the other side, then Lord Narayan came to stop. And he has to side with the four Kumaras. Now, if something done by the disciples or the servants, usually the responsible is the master. It's like if you're beaten by a dog, it's not the dog's fault. It is the owner's fault. You're not able to take care of the dog properly. So they were cursed, and they were given a choice. 7 births as devotees, or 3 births as demons. Actually, they came back 4 times. They enjoyed so much being here, especially with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They enjoyed that curse. One thing though, that they accepted the curse. They knew that they committed an aparad. But one thing that they don't want to not have, to not forget Krishna. Because this is the most painful. For the devotee, to forget Krishna is hell. For a devotee to go to hell and to the heaven, it doesn't matter where he goes, as long as he does not forget Krishna. But if he forgets Krishna, that is real hellish. That is real hellish. There's another curse. Gajendra, the king of the elephants, King Indrajumna. He was so proud. he did not meet properly this one sage, then he was cursed to be bitten by a crocodile, who is also another devotee, King Huhu. Because when there was a sage, and King Huhu was so much intoxicated as well, he was doing his swimming or water pastimes with so many women, and he saw this sage, so he started to kind of like pull also the legs. So he was cursed also in that way. There is another curse by Samikarisi to King Parikshit. He says there that a devotee never gets hungry. And a devotee never feels any of this material inconvenience. But somehow, due to the will of the providence, when he went to the hermitage of Samikarisi, he felt that he was insulted, that the sage did not receive him properly. And then when the son, Sringi, found out that his father was humiliated by the king putting a snake around, he cannot take it, so he cursed the king to die in 7 days. Within 7 days. It says there that the king could have counter-cursed the curse that was done to him, but he did not. He tolerated it. If King Parikshit was not cursed, then there is no Srimad Bhagavatam. We will not be here sitting every day reading these nectarian passages from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this curse towards the devotees become impetus for them to think more of Krishna. So if there's anything that happens to us, this everything is due to Krishna's mercy. So we should not look on everything that's going on with right now to us. You may say, many things may still happen to us. That if we are not practicing seriously Krishna consciousness, we may lose faith. I have one devotee who was with me for the last few days before Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. And Maharaj, give me some service. So I engage him every day practically. And in the last day, Prabhupada's disappearance day, in the morning he says, Maharaj, I'm going. He is practically crying. I'm going back to the place where I'm doing my seva. It is hell is there. He lives in Dubai. If any one of you had been to Dubai, it looks beautiful outside. Very futuristic. You can smell money. But it is hellish there. Everyone is just running back and forth. And I've seen devotees there. They take Krishna consciousness very seriously. Because in those countries, you cannot practice Krishna consciousness very openly. We cannot wear our dhoti in the streets. We cannot put tilak in the streets. And they are very, very serious. They don't take Krishna consciousness so cheaply. Because they know if they commit mistake, they'll be thrown out. And because most of them are grihastas, They have to earn their living, and they cannot take it for granted to lose their livelihood, the way they earn their money, and at the same time be serious in Krishna consciousness. So for those devotees who live outside, not in Vrindavan, of course most of you are not from here. We're not from here. We're just like also visitors here. Maybe someday we'll become eternally residents of Vrindavan. So when we go back to the places where we do our seva, it could be considered as a curse. Why am I here? What am I doing here? Oh, I wish I could be in Vrindavan relishing the atmosphere. Do you think like that sometimes? That you almost like, oh no, I'm going back. I don't want to go back to the place. This is actually part of our purification. All of us will have to face this. We have some devotees here who cannot, they're here in Vrindavan, but they cannot even come and have darshan of the Lord. They're in their back, suffering. But actually, that makes them more think of Krishna. So we should take advantage of this while we're still young. Do as many service, as much as possible, for the pleasure of the Lord, for the pleasure of His devotees. And in this way, hopefully in this lifetime, we'll go back home, back to Godhead. Many times also Prabhupada told these stories on some occasions. He said also that I have been cursed. I have been cursed by the parents of my disciples. I'm just doing my duty. My duty is to save everyone from the hellish condition, this suffering of repeated birth and death. What am I doing for them? I'm saving them from the miseries and sufferings of this world. Do you have any experience like this when you join the movement? Then your parents are so concerned. Why are you wasting your life? What are you doing? Who's gonna take care of you when you get old? My mother told that to me. They're worried about us. We're worried about them. So Prabhupada says, I was cursed. But in order to finish my work, my important work, to write the Srimad Bhagavatam and translate this very, very important books for saving humanity, I'm transferring this curse to all of you. Now that curse also is not meant for our suffering. Actually, it is a benediction. It is a benediction to help save humanity. For those who are traveling preachers, it's the best. You cannot stay. Prabhupada was not able to stay in one place more than 3 days to 1 week. Narad Muni was cursed by Daksha. Daksha means expert. He's expert in progeny, for procreation. So he had this 10,000 sons. In those days, they can have 10,000 sons at the same time, in one shot. The Haryasvas. So he instructed them because he wanted them to follow in his footsteps to procreate as many as possible, the whole world. And so they went for austerities And these places, usually they have places where you take bath. And when you take bath to these places, you get purified all the time. You don't need a soap to get purified. Your soul is getting purified, not the body. And Narad Muni was there. He was passing by. Narad Muni is always at the right time, at the right place, for the right reason. It may seemingly wrong reason, but actually, ultimately, the end is good. So he started to preach to these Haryasvas. He convinced them that the purpose of human form of life is meant to go back home, back to Godhead. Not for material pursuit. He preached to them. He gave them some allegorical story. And because they're knowledgeable, they're very intelligent, the Haryasvas understood it. And ultimately they were convinced not to follow the instruction of their father. And then later on, another set of sons of Daksha was produced, the Savalasvas. 1,000 sons. He gave the same instruction. He did not hesitate. Narad Muni might be able to persuade them. No, because he's doing his duty. This is the Vedic culture. The father will do his duty. The result, it's up to Krishna at the same time. So they went again, and same thing happened. There you go. The Savalasvas were convinced again by Narad Muni. And Narad Muni ultimately was cursed by Daksha to not be able to stay in one place more than, not 3 days, 3 minutes. As long as it takes time to milk a cow. You've been to our Goshala? Time them how much it costs or takes to milk a cow. So everything that happens ultimately is meant for our own benefit. This is God's. Whatever thing happened to us is perfect. Because this is God's or Krishna's desire for us to happen. Whether it is up or down, suffering or happiness, it is meant for us. So Prabhupada told again another story of a prime minister and a king. Now this king, he used to love hunting. And the prime minister, every time he always tells the king, my dear king, everything that happens is meant for your own benefit. This is always the result of everything. From Krishna. It doesn't matter what happens. It is Krishna's grace. Because the prime minister was a devotee. So one time the king was hunting. The prime minister was there. And he used his arrow. And somehow the arrow hit his thumb. And the thumb got hurt. And it's supposed to be cut off. Supposed to be cut off. And then the king says, why did this happen to me? This is no good. This is unbelievable. And the prime minister says, my dear king, don't worry. This is the mercy of Krishna. This is the mercy of God. What? This is the mercy of Krishna? My hand or one of the finger got cut off? This is blasphemy to the king. You go to jail. So the prime minister went to the jail. And because of politics, this is how politics goes even today. Somebody doesn't like you. They want to put you down because they want your position. There's another person who wants to be the prime minister. So he buttered up the king and ultimately he became the prime minister. And so the king continued his tour of hunting, and one time they encountered some dacoits. And these dacoits, they're ready to offer, because they do some offering to their goddess, demigod, every 2 weeks. And exactly this is the day. So when they found the king so beautiful, handsome, nicely attired, they concluded that he is the best sacrifice. They caught the king and the prime minister. They brought him to the pujari. They bathed him with nice scented oil, ready to put him on the altar of the goddess with a big chopper. They dressed him nicely with silken cloth. And then when the pujari ready to cut off his head, they saw that one of the fingers is missing. He says, "Hold it. He is not the perfect. This boga is not proper. This is imperfect." And then they found the prime minister, who is so perfect. So his head got chopped off. So they let go. They let go the king. The king was so happy. Extremely happy. "I cannot believe this. I'm almost dead and they released me." So he went back and he told the story to the prime minister. And the prime minister reply is, "My dear king, everything that happens is because of the grace and for the benefit of you from Krishna. Everything. It doesn't matter what happened." He says, "Yes, I believe it. But how about you? You have been here for weeks in a dark cell, suffering so much. Is this also the God's benefit for you? Is this also by the God's grace? That's why you are here suffering?" And the prime minister says, "Yes. Because if I am not here, I was with you, then my head would have been chopped off." So everything that happens to us, Chitraketu is like this. He's a devotee. He accepted, even though he became a demon. But being a demon, body doesn't lose his consciousness, his Krishna consciousness. He preached to King Indra. King Indra is so attached to his body. King Indra doesn't want to fight, because if he fight, he may lose and he may die. And so Chitraketu or Vritrasura preached to him. You think the body dies? No. The soul is eternal. The body may die, but you're eternal. So why don't you kill me now? He told Indra, "You should kill me." The curse actually was the Lord's arrangement so that King Chitraketu, a dear devotee of Lord Narayan, will go back home, back to Godhead immediately. There is a saying, the good ones always goes first. We are still here, so we may have some kind of business to do. And there's no other business except to preach, except to tell others about saving themselves from the cycle of repeated birth and death. So, it says here in the purport that if a devotee falls down for some reason, he is still not lost. There is no loss or diminution in this endeavor. It says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Nahanyate hanyamani sarire." Prabhupada says that Krishna has a black book, and he writes down everything that we're doing. When it becomes 100%, then we're ready to go back home, back to Godhead. Materially, if you put your money in the bank account and the whole thing crashed, you're finished. Just like we've heard last night, that now your 500 rupee note And your 1,000 rupee note is useless, not really useless, for the next 50 days. You cannot spend this. But we will accept them anyway for Krishna. You can exchange it later on. Except emergency, you can use them to hospital or something like that. So in any case, there is no loss or diminution in this endeavor. If a devotee not able to finish 10% in this lifetime, wherever we left off, we continue next life. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays that, I don't mind taking birth as a dog or a worm as long as it's in the family of Vaishnavas. Because in this way, I'll be able to remember Krishna. So the association of devotees is very important. Especially in the neophyte stage, like most of us. Or even in the topmost level of Krishna consciousness, like the Goswamis, six Goswamis. They don't do bhajan. They do bhajan of themselves, but they also associate with each other. Because in association, we become stronger in our Krishna consciousness. There's a saying in English, no man is an island. You cannot go back to Godhead on your own. You need association of devotees. Because devotees reminds us of our purpose. Sometimes we may get diverted by the material energy. But who will remind us? Only devotees. Materialists, they will never remind us of Krishna. And Prabhupada says, anyone who left the movement, someday they will come back. Mm-hmm. Anyone who left the movement, because anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord, they will never forget Krishna. So the process of Krishna consciousness is eternally there. We may not be able to perfect our lives, but Prabhupada says, do it in this lifetime. It is possible. Do it in this lifetime to go back home, back to Godhead. But we cannot just sit around and wait for the mercy. We're not like armchair philosophers. We talk, we do the talk. We can philosophize and philosophize. Some are like that, you know, they like always lila, lila, lila. But they don't do any preaching. You cannot realize lila if you don't know tattva, Krishna tattva. First Krishna tattva, then Krishna lila, and share them with others. So we'd like to thank you all for coming again and again in Vrindavan, because most of you I know are visitors coming here once a year or twice a year to recharge your batteries for only one purpose, to help others on their march going back to Godhead by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, if Krishna doesn't take me back to Godhead in this lifetime, hopefully in the near future, even in 1,000,000 lifetimes, no problem. But I should not change myself, my determination. Who is that? One devotee. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oh, you will not get my association for many, many lifetimes. And he was so happy. Huh? No, not Chota. Chato Haridas became, he fell down and he became Gandharva. Mukunda. He was so happy. Even after many millions of lifetimes. Because he knew that he will have association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed his mind and he says, you can come now. So it is not what we are doing, it is our intention. That is the most important thing. So don't judge anybody because you don't want to commit any Vaishnava parad. Externally, they may do something different, not to your standard. Confirm again. 9 times. Confirm. This is very important. We don't know who is who, not until we become liberated. In the neophyte stage, there is always a tendency to criticize devotees from the past and also from the present. We don't know their future. Only Krishna knows, and He is the only one who can judge, and the spiritual master. We cannot judge anybody and anyone. First, try to understand their intention, why they are doing what they are doing. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question? Narad Rishi Prabhu, welcome after many years.
Thank you for the nice class, Maharaj. What I understand in our movement, compassion is very important thing. If there is no compassion, then there is no meaning of reaching. So therefore, don't you think that those who are going to a place like Dubai or hell to preach, they should show some compassion. I mean to say, so someone has to show some compassion. That's my point.
Of course. Without compassion, you cannot preach. As we've heard also earlier though, first save yourself, then try to save others. You can understand the advancement of devotees by how deep their compassion is, how tolerant they are. Prabhupada's compassion is unfathomable. His tolerance is unfathomable. His kindness is unfathomable. Because the spiritual master represents Krishna. Krishna's compassion towards us is that it doesn't matter how much rebellious we are, how much we go astray, He's always with us.
I know some Matajis went to the war place.
Yes.
To distribute Back to Godhead magazine and other books and little prasadam to the soldiers and so forth. And then when I met them personally, I said, Matajis, don't you think that the whole world is there to preach? You have to go to the war place? Don't you think it is dangerous for us?
Mm.
You know what I got the reply? Prabhu, this life is temporary. This life is temporary. Just by distributing Back to God and magazine or saying them Krishna, if one bullet comes to us and we leave our body, that's it, just we'll go home back to God. I learned my lesson, Maharaj.
Yes, yes. It's very important. Actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compassionate, personified. And anyone who preaches to these countries where Krishna consciousness is not very easily practiced openly, they get the most blessings. They get the most blessings. Krishna is equal to everyone, but He's more dear to those who sacrifice and risk their lives. So we should somehow show this to others. Anything else? Yes, Sean. Okay. Sham. Our.
Thanks so much. All right, I just came with that, and I heard you say we should not judge anybody. And on one hand, we're told we should try and choose our association.
Yes.
So I feel there's a kind of a contradiction where we should, like, try and see who is who, like, how we should, so which kind of people we should associate.
What I meant by judging means don't criticize. Because anyone, as says in the Bhagavad, Chaitanya Charitamrita, anyone who chants at least one holy name is a devotee. They may have some difficulties due to their previous karmas. They may not be like you, who is practicing seriously. So you give them the chance. If you know that someone who is practicing Krishna consciousness, but not to the standard that Prabhupada has set for us to follow, give them respects. And at the same time, if you know that they're not, some of them, they follow three of the regulative principles or two of the regulative principles, you still give respects. The worst devotee is better than the best karmi. And the best karmi is no better. Is, you know, you understand my point? Huh? The devotees are always the best, even though in the lowest stage. If you are in the position to encourage them, inspire them, please do so. But if you cannot, give them respect still. Second class devotee is that anyone who chants Hare Krishna continuously is a Vaishnava also. And the next devotee is that anyone whom you see immediately will think, makes you think of Krishna, that is a topmost devotee. And every time I see you, that makes me think of Krishna, all of you. So you must be in the highest platform. One last question, sir. Krishna Das from Hyderabad.
I'm very happy to be in the in this Kartik Mas, I'm very much happy to be in this situation. And referring the tolerance, Vaishnavas are very much tolerant, and for propagation they go with the tolerance, humility, like the compassionate way.
Yes.
But the thing is, another thing, to propagate about this 1621 sloka of Bhagavad Gita, don't give offenses to us. It is not right. We can refer this. And 2.45 sloka,
You see, usually for neophytes, we always see the immediate result. Those who are more advanced, they don't see immediate result. They see years ahead of what's going to happen. That's why they don't judge. Usually we think of, oh, the result is like this, therefore it is like this. No. They see, pure devotees of the Lord, they see way, way ahead of many, many years, even kalpas. At least we're starting now. That is, what is most important is now. The past, you cannot buy, as Chanakya Pandit says, boatload of gold. Whatever you're doing right now will determine your future. Whatever you did in the past will be nullified by what you're doing right now. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Itai gaur primanande.